Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Out of My Mind podcast. This is Keith Crosby, your host, and this is a podcast where we take a look at the crazy world around us through the lens of Scripture, that is to say, a biblical worldview. And today we talk about climate change and its danger to civilization, or not. If you've lived as long as I have, and that's probably a long time, you've probably heard all kinds of things about global warming, ice ages, climate change, and things like this, and the world is on the eve of destruction. When I was a younger man, I heard all about the ice age that was coming. This was in the late 60s and early 70s, and by 1980, the world was going to be frozen to death, and that would be it if we didn't do something. Well, the world did nothing, and the world is still here, and nobody's frozen to death. Then there was a shift toward global warming. You may have heard about Al Gore's movie as a documentary, supposedly called An Inconvenient Truth, and none of his so-called prophecies came true. Every time we kept hearing, in the next 5 years, the world is going to end. In the next 10 years, things are going to be irreversible. And 5 years passed, and 10 years passed, and nothing happened. Occasionally, someone challenged the science, and they were silenced or canceled, and moguls like Bill Gates or other influencers would step in and assure us that they knew best, they knew what they were talking about, and we didn't. Then you had talk about needing to find alternative fuels or alternative means of generating power, and that fossil fuels were evil. And so there was wind generation and there was solar generation, but the problem is they were or insufficient to offset the need for fossil fuels, and it will be and most likely decades before they're ready for prime time. Nevertheless, huge wind towers were built in the ocean, in certain areas in the United States, and deserts, and solar farms were built all over the country, and still there's not enough power because we keep shutting down nuclear facilities and we keep not building refineries, and fuel prices go up and energy needs increase, and it's sort of a vicious circle. And then there's government intervention and government regulation. Here in California, automobile companies will not be able to sell gasoline-powered automobiles after 2035, I think it is. And that's really just down the road. How's that going to work when the power grid cannot even support charging your electric battery on your electric car? And speaking of that electric battery, it's an environmental hazard. Where are they going to dispose of all these electric batteries? And then there's the propellers on the wind farms that are also have to be disposed of, and they are environmental hazards as well. And so we're creating greater and greater environmental hazards with no means of disposal. How does all that work? Aren't we supposed to be protecting the environment? But I digress. The good news is the climate change crisis as we knew it is over. It's over. Says who? Says Bill Gates. Says the influencers, says the ones who knew better than we all along. What changed? Nothing. Now Bill Gates is saying that we've made too much of a big deal about climate change with all the gloom and doom. And yet, Bill Gates was the source of this, as were others. Let me play you a little sound bite here to illustrate what I mean.
So certainly by the end of the century, you'll have permanent die-offs of all these coral ecosystems. No beach you ever went to will be around.
We're still putting 162 million tons into it every single day. And the accumulated amount is now trapping as much extra heat as would be released by 600,000 Hiroshima-class atomic bombs exploding every single day on the Earth.
People are suffering. People are dying. Entire ecosystems are collapsing. We are in the beginning of a mass extinction.
The future seems somewhat bleak. There are times where I am doubtful that humanity can get its act together before it's too late. And images of dystopia start creeping into my dreams.
It's an all-out effort. You know, like a world war, but it's us against greenhouse gases.
And now Bill Gates has done somewhat of an about face. And let me read to you his open letter on GatesNotes.com, qualifying, some would say repudiating, key elements of his previous climate change hysteria. He was the first voice you heard on that mashup of sound bites a moment ago. Think about what he said. No beach will ever exist. Die-offs, corals, everything. Dogs and cats living together, you know, all kinds of crazy things. And now what does he say? Listen as I read it. This is from GatesNotes.com. What to know? Climate change is serious, but we've made great progress. There's a doomsday view of climate change that goes like this. Gates writes. In a few decades, cataclysmic climate change will decimate civilization. The evidence is all around us. Just take a look at all the heat waves and storms caused by rising global temperatures. Nothing matters more than limiting the rise in temperature. Gates goes on to write after this quote, "Fortunately for all of us, this view is wrong." Let me read that sentence again. "Fortunately for all of us, this view is wrong. Although climate change will have serious consequences, particularly for people in the poorest countries, it will not lead to humanity's demise. People will be able to live and thrive in most places on Earth for the foreseeable future. Emissions projections have gone down, and with the right policies and investments, innovation will allow us to drive emissions down further." Well, this has been the message all along here. The United States leads the world in driving down its emissions. But let me continue with what Gates writes. "Unfortunately, the doomsday outlook is causing much of the climate community to focus too much on near-term emissions goals, and it's diverting resources from the most effective things we should be doing to improve life in a warming world." You get the picture here. Basically, he's backing off of all the hysterical predictions of the climate change cabal. I guess Al Gore better sell his climate credits before they crash and are completely worthless. But the trouble is, it's caused great upheaval here in this world for common everyday people worldwide who are just trying to make a living, just trying to survive. The Kyoto Accords damaged farmers in third world countries because they couldn't use petroleum-based fertilizers. There was all sorts of losses among the poorest people because they typically believe whatever the UN tells them. And the UN was one of the big agencies for climate change. But the bottom line, what we have here is an oops, we messed up, mea culpa, and now they want to move on. And if you pay attention, you probably notice Greta Thunberg is no longer talking about climate change. She's moved on to the next cause du jour, cause célèbre, and that is, of course, Gaza, which is now over. And so what now, what next for the so-called expert class? Let's hope they take a break from hysteria for a while and let the rest of the world catch our breaths. So what's the Christian to make of all this? How do you interpret your world through the lens of Scripture, looking at this whole disaster, this whole hysteria? Well, in Proverbs 21:8, it talks about the wicked flee when no one's pursuing them. So elsewhere in Proverbs, it talks about the lazy man won't go out in the streets because he's afraid there's a lion there. And what you have here is this. Without God, you can't make sense of your existence. Without God's word, you can't understand the world in which you live. And so you see things and you extrapolate things, and you have no basis but your fear and your fear of the unknown. And then you move into Romans 1:18, where it talks about people suppressing the truth in unrighteousness and concocting all kinds of crazy ideas in place of God. And this world in which we live, if you are an unbeliever, if you don't have the Word of God, you just adopt one superstition to the next in the name of science. And as we've seen before, the experts are almost always wrong in the last 10 or 20 years. And these scientists engage in something like scientism, which is like an ideology or religion, and it becomes a state religion and it guides policy. And we end up in embarrassing and harmful situations like this. Because we forget, as Christians, we know how the world ends because we know how the book ends. And this is where some Christians sort of drift away from biblical moorings because they want to interpret the world through the lens of Scripture plus science. And science is always changing and moving the goalpost, like climate change, like the ice age, like global warming. Well, I think I've said enough for today. Thanks for listening. If you have any questions, you can email me at keithcrosby@yahoo.com. KeithCrosby@yahoo.com. In the meantime, like us on whatever platform you're listening on. Give us a 5-star rating. Refer us to your friends. It helps grow this podcast. This is Keith Crosby signing off, and may God bless you and God keep you.